Sterling John is an artist from Saugeen First Nation Reserve right here in Ontario, now based out in Alberta, and he has a deep, deep passion to work with Indigenous youth. And he's also served with the RCMP, and he's here with us this morning. Good morning, Sterling.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing awesome, and thank you for your songs. Songs like Every Day, Joy in the Morning, Holding On to You, Trust in You. My goodness, thanks for being on Life 100.3 and sharing your ministry.
100%, and thanks so much for supporting everything that we're doing.
Tell us about what you do with youth and getting them involved in music.
In my service as a police officer, coming up almost in 20 years, you know, I've really had an opportunity to, you know, get involved with isolated posts way up north, and just seeing the hardships that a lot of our youth face in some of these locations, right? So, you know, having a mentor in my life as a child, I understand the importance of mentorship for youth, and we wanted to create opportunity for Indigenous youth, especially in isolated locations, to be able to realize their dreams. So we partner up with, you know, organizations such as the Calgary Stampede, Explore Edmonton here in the Edmonton area, and just create opportunities where we can put them in the music studio and make their dreams a reality and just support them along the way.
Mm.
I do find that the music really partners well with my day job as a police officer, and you know, it really helps bridge that connection between community and police, because it really humanizes who we are. And yeah, we just got a great relationship with community, and we want to keep that going.
Looking broadly across Canada, do you think on a day like today that there's been some progress, say, in the last couple of years since we've been able to take this day and pause and think about all of our relationships together under, you know, the one thing that we call Canada?
Yeah, 100%. I've seen it, with truth reconciliation. Certainly we have a dark past in this country, you know, with residential schools. And these are wounds that will never leave. And they do need to, we do need to acknowledge what a lot of our family had gone through back in the day with the residential schools, because, I mean, they went right into the 90s. But, you know, we are, as a country, growing, and it is a priority for a lot of communities, organizations, municipalities, to make sure that, you know, we're making land acknowledgements, and even within our workforces, the importance to really support Indigenous workers to thrive in their organizations. So we are seeing a lot of headway in that. So, yeah.
That's encouraging to hear, because so often, you know, we just get the bad news.
Yeah, it's very true. Yeah.
And being a police officer, I mean, you would probably see that more than most, but as people who may stand outside of that and just be questioning, like, maybe there are young people really asking themselves, well, what is all that about? Will there ever be, there may be truth, but will there ever be reconciliation? As you were saying, these wounds are very deep. Are there things that we can do, even though knowing that these things may just be with us for a long time?
Yeah, I think we have to just understand that. You know, there's been times, even this past summer, where there's a song that we perform, it's called We're All Children, and it really speaks to truth reconciliation. And so there's people that, there's this one lady in particular that couldn't hold back tears. And then she started speaking about how, you know, what she had gone through in her life and how that affected her. And really, that was a moment in her life where maybe she never had counseling, right? And maybe this is her first moment where, you know, she was able to speak her truth and educate others how she was feeling. So we are seeing a lot of elders that have gone through residential schools do not speak about what happened. And I am seeing more of that coming to light, where people are actually speaking more about you know, the harms that were done. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but what we can do is acknowledge that. And I think we're making good headway on that.
Well, that's encouraging to hear from you. And where can people maybe catch up with you? Because you're, You're a busy fellow. You don't sit still very well. You're doing a lot, writing songs, releasing music, doing your best to tour. Where can people find out more about Sterling John and get into and listen to some more of your music and see what your adventures are doing?
Absolutely, yeah. We're online. So www.sterlingjohn.ca. They can find our music on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. We also have our youth foundation, the Sterling John Foundation for Youth Empowerment. So they can find us online with that as well. I would like to get out to Ontario to do, you know, maybe even a mini tour ahead, but I just have to find the right venues and the time. So if any of our listeners are planning events for 2026, whether it's concerts or even at churches, let us know. Reach out to us, and we'd love to strike up a conversation and maybe plan ahead for the next year.
Awesome. Sterling John, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much.